You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So today the focus of the subject is supposed to be faith and reconciliation, okay? Reconciliation being at the heart of the Christian message. Through Christ, we are all called to restore relationships. We talked about that, the fact that it's not just about saying with my mouth that I forgive, but actually making the effort to reconcile, right? So we're restoring relationships, extending grace, and seeking unity. But living out this calling isn't always easy. It requires courage and faith and a deep reliance on God's guidance. So how exactly can we embody God's example of reconciliation in our everyday lives? We're going to delve into exactly how faith empowers us to heal and connect. So the questions that the pastor is going to be addressing in today's lesson are questions like, how does faith provide a foundation for seeking reconciliation in difficult situations? What biblical examples of reconciliation can inspire us? We always like to look at practical examples from the Bible. And then also, how can prayer help in the process of reconciling with someone? All right. How does God's grace influence the way we approach forgiveness and reconciliation? If you've been tuned in, you see how our previous conversations are all going to play a part in all of this, because now we're talking about the grace of God and how extending that grace and accepting God's grace influences the way that we approach forgiveness and reconciliation. So all of that will be coming up in our lesson from Pastor Mwikala, coming right up.
Good morning to our dear listeners. Today, in response to our questions that pertain to faith and reconciliation, we look at how faith provides a foundation for seeking reconciliation in difficult situations. So faith can actually facilitate reconciliation by providing a framework for forgiveness. It's the benchmark. It's that thing that provides leverage for reconciliation to occur. And so when faith is practiced, it simply gives us the assurance that we can arrive at forgiveness or reconciliation in whatever issues have happened. So that's what faith does. It actually points us to the reality that reconciliation and forgiveness are actually divine attributes for us to arrive at that particular, area of reconciliation. We need to evoke the divine to be part and parcel of everything that is happening. So that's what faith does, you know. It alerts us to the reality that we are humans. And being humans, we should look to something beyond our nature, beyond ourselves, to arrive at forgiveness. So that's how important faith is, as it lays a foundation for reconciling under difficult situations. It gives us the assurance that regardless of what may have happened, we can still ultimately arrive at forgiveness. So faith, you know, it encourages empathy and compassion, and it ultimately motivates us, you know, to let go of resentment and actively work towards mending the broken relationship. So that's what faith does. As we move on, we look at some of the biblical examples of people who can inspire us today that arrived at reconciliation. So there are quite a number of examples from the biblical gamut. And one that actually comes to my mind is the story of Philemon and Onesimus. You know, it's replete with lessons of forgiveness. As we look at this slave who runs away from his master and later on meets Paul in Rome, and then is converted and is sent back to his master, Philemon. And so we learn about the power of forgiveness, you know, and reconciliation through that biblical story. I can think about Joseph and his brothers, you know, how he reconciled with them as he settled in the land of Egypt. You know, he became successful, and, you know, he met these brothers of his blood brothers who sold him into slavery, and yet he managed to find a way to reconcile with them. I can think about Jacob and Esau, you know, who after Jacob had stolen the birthright from his brother Esau, They met, and he showed that he was sorrowful for what he had done, and he sought forgiveness from his brother, and they reconciled and they forgave each other for what had happened. And another example that can, be cited that teaches us about forgiveness is the story of Jesus himself, who hung on the cross and, reconciled humanity to himself by dying on the cross of Calvary for you and for me, so that ultimately we can achieve salvation. So these are some of the stories that convey messages of reconciliation and forgiveness that can inspire us today, that even in the midst of brokenness, in the midst of challenges, we can still find a way to reconcile with our families and our communities and our society, regardless of what may have happened to, lead us to a situation where we are not able to forgive each other. So it's possible. Now, as we move on, we look at, how prayer can help in the process of reconciling with someone, So prayer is pouring out of one's heart, to God. When we pray, we actually, submit, we actually, arrive at a point where our hearts are softened. When we pray and we seek God's divine presence, it creates a way where there wasn't a way in the beginning. So prayer, melts the heart so that it becomes susceptible to, the process of reconciliation. And, it makes it possible for us to actually reconcile, because when we pray about the problem, we pray for the person we seek to reach out to, it makes it possible for their hearts, to be ready, to hear, even when they didn't feel like hearing what we have to say, or when we felt like it was so burdensome and so heavy on our hearts that we can't forgive someone. When we pray, it makes it possible that we can sit at a table of reconciliation and find a way through the challenges that we are going through. So that's how, prayer can help. Prayer helps us to relieve ourselves of the pain that we have, subjected ourselves to. It helps us, see things in a different way, because we have allowed God to be part and parcel of the process that we are seeking. So it softens the heart, gets forgiveness, and provides space to seek divine guidance and intervention as we go through the process of reconciliation. It allows the individuals to approach a broken relationship with a more open and humble attitude. Ultimately, it paves the way for healing and restoration between parties that are involved. So that's how, profound prayer is to the process of reconciliation. So as we move on, we look at another important key aspect of, reconciliation, and that is, how God's grace influences the way we approach forgiveness and reconciliation. So the grace of God reminds us actually that we are humans, and in the process of reconciling with those that have offended us or those that we have offended, being human, limits our comprehension to a certain degree. But when we remember God's grace that he has given us, it gives us hope that it is possible to reach at a point of reconciliation. So God's grace is that impetus, that driving force, that zeal that keeps us going when we feel it is not possible to reconcile, or when we feel the whole process is unbearable. So God's grace reminds us that, God gave it to us unconditionally, and so we have to give it to others unconditionally. It actually gives us the power to, contain the dynamics of of a broken relationship. That's what God's grace does. So it gives us the power to even go through the processes that are involved process of reconciliation. So this is what God's grace, you know, does to us. It allows us to reach at a certain, you know, place where we are able to, you know, find a way through the dynamics of reconciliation. And finally, we look at what practical steps can Christians take to live out the ministry of reconciliation in their community. So we can embrace a number of steps that can allow us to reach at forgiveness or reconciliation. The first one is probably, you know, to be honest about oneself, about the motives and the ways that one may have contributed to the problem. You know, self-reflection. You know, you think deeply about what occurred. You know, what led to the impasse, what led to the brokenness that occurred. So we have to be honest with ourselves. Secondly, we need to be humble. We need to have a humble attitude. If we are to arrive at reconciliation, we need to calm down, you know, and realize that both of us in one way or the other have contributed to the situation. So when we are humble, humility, you know, provides an environment for dialogue. And, you know, when we do that, we are able to arrive at reconciling. You know, we must be forgiving. Forgive the other person and don't bring up the past mistakes when you are feeling angry or insecure. You know, for us to reconcile, we need to make sure that we are forgiving, you know, so that we can also ask for forgiveness, because we could be the ones on the offensive side of the whole situation. So we need to be forgiving. The second thing that must be done, we need to communicate with contrition. We need to admit the wrongs we have done. We need to apologize. We need to ask for guidance so that we are helped in the foreseeable. So we need to communicate. We reach out to the other person. You know, this is how I feel about what happened between me and you. And going on, I feel this is how we must move. Okay. So the other step that could be followed is to be open to restoration. You know, the possibility of restoration is actually the ultimate goal of reconciliation, you know. So we need to make sure that we are open to restore whatever was broken, whatever was lost. We need to make sure that we are open to restore it. And the other step that can be followed as we seek to arrive at reconciliation in our communities is to be prayerful, to pray for the people who hurt us, to pray for the people we've hurt, to pray that God gives us the power to reconcile and arrive at a certain threshold so that we are able to reconcile. The last thing that we can probably do is to be clear, you know, about, you know, what at the end of the day, you know, we need to be clear that this is the goal that we want to achieve at the end. You know, we need to be clear about our intentions. We need to be clear about what we are communicating to the other person. When we do that, then we will arrive at reconciliation. Thank you and blessings upon you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.